The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Baby, it's time to ride the funk train. This is Funkmaster V with Wrestling with Ghosts and AsideParanormal.com. Babies, you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 2, where we talk about some movies and read some fiction. If you want to go ahead and get a hold of the show, you can always contact me at Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook or Aaron Horror Show on Twitter or Aaron's Horror Show at gmail.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. So, I got a interesting movie for you. I got a movie called The Silence on Netflix. All right, if you haven't seen The Silence, I got spoilers in this episode for you, so please go watch the film and come back and see me. First off, I'm going to tell you why I watched this movie. I had a whole episode about how I did enjoy the Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and this movie starred Kieran Shipka and Miranda Otto from Sabrina. So it was funny because in Sabrina, Kieran Shipka played Sabrina and Miranda Otto played Aunt Zelda, her aunt. And in this movie, The Silence, Kieran Shipka plays the daughter and Miranda Otto is the mom. So they're not too dissimilar of characters in this, which I thought was kind of funny. But in case you're wondering, who's Miranda Otto? Eowyn. On, Lord of the Rings, right? So that's her. And then Kieran Shipka is the daughter of Donald Draper in the Mad Men series. And so what are they doing now? Well, they're starring in movies on Netflix. And let's just say The Silence is interesting because I think it starts off very good in the sense that you think you're sitting down to watch a nice creature feature, right? So, you know, creature features are those horror movies that are just like, it's going to be some creature and they're going to go through and kill most of the cast and, the hero is going to somehow beat the creature and get out at the end. And that's not necessarily what happens. In the beginning, I enjoyed it. I would say, it's a neat concept. Basically, these people in the beginning like break through to a cave system that hasn't been opened in millions of years or something, some really large amount of years, and these creatures come out and kill the entire people that break through the cave system, and then you find out that later on, there are these bat-like creatures that hunt via sound. And so, you know, if they hear you, they'll come get you, but they're completely blind. They can't smell or anything. And so really, if you walk around relatively quietly, not making noise, you'll be okay. And I say relatively quietly because in the series, they kind of, or not the series, but the movie, they establish that you can whisper and walk quietly, but not completely silently, and they won't hear you, which, you know, fair enough, I'll go with that. You know, I suppose one can take gripe with it if you're thinking, you know, these grew up in a really silent cave-like world, but I'll go with it. You gotta have some leeway in that sense of, you know, if it's like any noise at all, then how would the characters do anything but stand perfectly still, right? So you gotta say maybe they won't notice you if you're quiet and you're whispering and walking quietly. So it's a neat creature, and, you know, it becomes kind of post-apocalyptic in the sense that you learn that there's not just like a group of these creatures, but they keep coming out of the cave or keep breeding. It doesn't really establish what they're doing, but either way, they're like taking out literally cities at a time and states, and eventually it's like the whole world. Well, you think it's the whole world. Like, you know, they kind of tell you the greater what's happening through the news, but then eventually the news channels even go out. But, you know, before the news stations go out, it's like almost the entire east coast of the United States is taken over by these creatures. So, yeah. So anyways, our heroes, the Kieran Shipka, she's deaf. And so her entire family uses sign language. So it's kind of a convenient skill to have in this world where these creatures hunt by sound. And so, they basically like take off as a family and decide that they're just going to talk through sign language, which is pretty smart. But, you know, the movie makes a lot of weird choices. Like for example, in the movie, her dad has this friend that they establish as this guy that, you know, her dad was being picked on when he was a kid, and this guy came in and like another kid his age saved him from the people that were like beating him up or something, and they became friends later on in life, and now he's kind of like not related to them, but he's their like awesome uncle. And when I say awesome uncle, he's like the uncle you want around in the post-apocalypse. He's like, you know, the uncle with the truck full of guns and all the survival gear. And like, he's like, I'm ready for this, you know, and he like gets everything ready to go. And then they kind of take off. And then it just gets into this weird zone that even before they meet the creature for the first time, I think it's a deer. I forgot exactly what it was, but something like runs in front of their car, and the uncle swerves out of the way and goes off the side of a hill, and, you know, basically gets trapped under his own car. And I think that's just a weird, like, you have established that there's these creatures that hunt humans, and in most creature features the people get killed by creatures, but in this, like, the first character and the main group of characters to die kind of gets killed by a car accident. I mean, later on, because he's still alive after the car accident, he knows the creatures are coming, and he fires off his gun to, you know, sacrifice himself so they can, you know, survive, but it's still...
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Kind of weird, because they could have had him sacrifice himself without being in a car accident. Like why the car accident? Like, really, why? Like you don't need it. You got creatures that could do all your killing for you, you know? So, that's the first weird choice. And so anyways, you know, the uncle dies. They eventually find out that they can walk pretty quietly and not say a lot of words and get by. So they eventually find this house to live in, and it takes them a little bit to get in the house, and they have to do some kind of fun, cool stuff. So I kind of like those scenes. But once they get in the house, Miranda Otto is bitten, and so they have to go out and find some antibiotics for her. And this gets into weird choice number two. So weird choice number two is the climactic scene of this movie is not really about the creatures at all. It's about this weird group that they meet. So, you know, they meet this group of people, like kind of religious fanatics that are like the Church of the Silence or something. I don't know what they are, but they cut out their own tongues so they don't make any noise. And then you find out that they want to like take Karen Shipka because she's fertile and I don't know, you know, can make babies. Like, so they're like this weird church group that needs people to make babies. And so they want to like kidnap her. I mean, at first they're like, join us. And the dad's like, nope, we're not going to join you. Leave us alone. And then eventually they come in and try and kidnap her. And how they kidnap her is they like throw cell phones into the house and then cause the cell phones to ring, which brings in the creatures and stuff like that. Yes, I could see how people would use that as an attack, you know, make a lot of noise and get the creatures to kill the people for you. But it's just a weird choice in the sense that, like, how is this weird cult, like, even existing in the sense that, like, by the time they get to this house, it's only about 24 hours since this has all started. Like, it's only been, like, a day at most. And so if you think about it this way, this, in order to get a cult that cuts out their tongues and is organized enough to do these coordinated attacks where they have this whole tactic of like throwing cell phones through your window to cause the, like, they literally, it just seems like too quickly. Like, you know, I imagine, unless they knew about it ahead of time, like, I imagine even if they were going to be a cult one day, the first 24 hours, they're probably still, like, in shock or figuring out how to survive. Like, why are they to the point of, like, we must make babies, and so therefore let's create these systems where we throw cell phones into people's houses so we can steal all the women and make babies? You know, like, it's just kind of weird, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't buy it that this cult exists that quickly after 24 hours after the thing. Like I could see a cult existing in this world, but not so soon. And so, and not to mention, if you're going to make the climax of the movie where they're, I don't know, being assaulted by this cult, then, like, why have the creatures at all? Like, I felt the creatures, when they did get someone, it was kind of a minor or even a character that didn't really matter to the main characters. And then when it was a main character, they were all nobly sacrificing themselves for the other main characters. So, like, the grandma bit it and she started screaming to get the birds to attack her and so they could run off, you know? Like, yeah, so main characters always died either in a noble sacrifice or a car accident, and then anyone that really did bite it from the creatures were just really minor and inconsequential. So, I don't know, weird choices. It's like, if you're going to have a creature, like, have a creature and also have the creature, like, knock off some folks, you know what I mean? Like, that's what a creature feature is. It's sort of like this, you know, I'm not saying make it predictable in any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying, like, it seemed like the monsters were an afterthought or not really the main focus of the movie. And that's weird to me when in a creature feature, when the monsters are only the thing that starts this world, but they're not really, after that, they take a backseat, you know, in the story-wise. So it becomes about this cult and and other things, you know, other than this creature. So it's like, yeah, why have the creature at all if it's just going to be what starts your story? And then eventually, that's the other part. Like, in most creature features, you know, the characters figure out how to defeat the creature or to contain it or something. And in this, it just sort of like, oh no, cold. They die. They're in cold weather, they die. So it's like, okay, so move to Minnesota. I get it, you know? it's cold up there. Yeah, that's how you get rid of these creatures. Great, cold weather, but that has nothing to do with the main characters figuring out anything other than go north so you can be in colder places. Like, that's it. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's funny. Overall, I like it. I thought it was a good, tense movie in a lot of places, and I felt the creature was kind of well thought out, but there were some kind of flaws in the movie, or at least for me, in the sense that I felt like it was a little bit too easy how they got out of it at the end. I felt that the creatures kind of took a back seat in the movie and in some ways, and you know, I also thought it was weird how the main characters seem to always just, I'm going to sacrifice myself. No, you know, like, the noble sacrifice is a good plot device. I don't mind it. It's just like, when that's the only way your main characters die, you got to think, well, wait a second. That's not, you know, maybe one person in the whole group or something. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. So anyways, that is The Silence. And yeah, you should check it out. I would say that it's definitely worth watching, but don't think too hard about it, and it's a great movie. All right, well, thank you for listening, and we have some other great stuff on the Real Paranormal Activity Network, so you should check it out, and we are almost on every single streaming platform imaginable, and podcast app, and all this sort of fun stuff, and there's an app for Real Paranormal Activity on, you know, your Android device and whatnot. So, yeah, go get the app, listen to shows, enjoy, have fun. And I appreciate all of you listening and being here while I kind of rant about movies. Right on. Well, thank you. Have a good night.